Hello, everyone. Welcome to Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Costanas. This is episode 137, season 6. Today's date is June 7th, 2022. And thank you for joining me today. I have a wonderful show to discuss with you. I will discuss the 60th anniversary of Spider-Man, the comic book character. And also, I will talk about Larry Lujack. Oh, I miss that man. He's wonderful. He was wonderful. He's so enduring, and everyone misses him to this day. I would discuss about his biography, his career, my memories of him. So it should be a lot of fun. Okay. And this program is brought to you by Gleam Toothpaste. And here's a commercial from the early 1960s. The woman in the commercial, if you listen to her voice, you would recognize her, but on a TV show, her voice is different. So I will reveal who it is after the commercial break. Enjoy, everybody. Thank you.
Say, you let them get away without brushing their teeth.
Brushing their teeth? Why, for the last hour, it's been hurry, hurry, hurry. All right, I know we should brush after meals, and we try, but sometimes it's just not possible.
And if you can't brush after every meal, brush often and always use Gleam. Between brushings, food particles and bacteria form a harmful deposit like this on your teeth. Dentists call it plaque. Proper brushing with Gleam removes most of this harmful plaque and helps prevent its buildup during the day.
Come on, Dad, the break!
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Didn't brush their teeth again?
They were late again, but we took your advice.
We brush with Gleam now whenever we can.
Right. Brush often, even if you can't brush after every meal. And always use Gleam.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial. The woman that is in the commercial, that is actress Jean Stapleton, famous for Edith Bunker. She doesn't sound like Edith Bunker on this commercial because when she played Edith Bunker on the show, she had a higher voice and she was kind of goofy. She was wonderful. I loved her, you know. And here's a bit of trivia. Jean Stapleton and Carol O'Connor, they starred in an earlier TV show, not a series, but an episode of The Defenders in the 1960s. And that was that starred E.G. Marshall and Robert Reed from The Brady Bunch. And that's where they first, I think that's where they first worked together on television. I don't know about stage or anything, but I think, and I wish I could find that episode so I could watch it. It'd be interesting to see, you know, but she was a wonderful actress. And, you know, I still watch her reruns, still a funny show. As for Gleam, that product's been around for a long, long time. It was introduced in, 70 years ago, 1952. Remember the commercials? And, you know, it was very popular. Then it went away, about the 1990s. But the product returned, but not as a toothpaste, but an electric toothbrush. According to the website at gleam.com. So, you can check it out. They look very nice, but I don't know. I thought I saw Gleam in the Walgreens one day. Maybe I was mistaken. I don't know. I'll check again. But it was a competitor to Colgate, Crest, whatever brand that was there. And they came in flavors. There was Peppermint Gleam. I remember that. There was Gleam 2. They added the Roman numeral 2 on that. That's funny. Okay. At the beginning of the program, I will discuss... I mentioned that I will talk about the 60th anniversary of Spider-Man and the radio disc jockey Larry Lujack. First, I'll talk about Spider-Man. I'll save the best for last. His anniversary was this week. This month. 60 years ago, he debuted in... comic was Amazing Fantasy number 15, and It says August 1962, but it really appeared on this month. That's like the comic book the date, like that. And for Marvel Comics, and it was the creator was Stan Lee and Steve Ditko, and it was a great storyteller. And the story was there was a teenager, Peter Parker. He went to high school, and he attended a like a lab, you know, class. And then the professor was demonstrating some radioactivity. And while that was going on, there was a spider hanging from the ceiling, and it got caught by that. And then the spider got loose, you know, from this web and landed on Peter Parker, and it bit him. And then the rest is history. He became Spider-Man, and he developed powers like a spider, climbing walls, shooting webs. He had spider sense. You know, if you're a fan of Spider-Man, you know what I'm talking about. And he's been ongoing since, you know, and there were other Spider-Men that took over. There's so many stories about him, wonderful stories. Now, he's my favorite character of the Marvel comics. I'm not a big Marvel collector. I'm a DC comic collector because I like my favorite character is Wonder Woman, and second is Batman, Superman, and then The Flash. But Spider-Man's the number, he's my favorite of all time. I did collect a few issues, so did my brother. And believe it or not, when I went to Greece in 1979, I bought Spider-Man comics in Greek. They were interesting. I read them and I understood. It was fun. One story was about the Green Goblin where he got killed. And he was his number one nemesis. And so... after that, a TV show was created, a cartoon called Spider-Man from 1967 that was made in Canada. And it ran for 52 episodes. It ran for three seasons, but it was a great show. I loved it, and people stewed to this day. And also we have the iconic theme song. So I'm going to play that theme song right now. Forgive me, but I can't help it. It's a wonderful song, and it just won't leave your head. So here we go. Here's the theme song for Spider-Man, the animated series, not the other one. The first one from 1967. Enjoy, everybody.
Spider-Man, does whatever a spider can. Spins a web any size. Catches thieves just like flies. Look out, here comes the Spider-Man. Is he strong? Listen, bud, he's got radioactive blood. Can he swing from a thread? Take a look overhead. Hey there goes the Spider-Man. In the chill of night, at the speed of a crime, by the street of light, he arrives just in time. Spider-Man, Spider-Man, friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. Wealth and fame, he's ignored. Action is his reward to him. Life is a great big pain. Wherever there's a hang up, you'll find a Spider-Man.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed the theme song. That show... I first saw it on, I think, Channel 32, Saturday mornings when they broadcast on Channel 7, WLS, in Chicago. But the most of the reruns I watched was on Channel 44, WSNS, when they had regular English programming, and they posted the reruns, and I watched it every day when I came home from school. I loved it. You know, I was looking forward to seeing what villain Spider-Man was going to fight, the Green Goblin, Electro, the Vulture, there was Dr. Octopus, you know. It was not a state-of-the-art cartoon. It's very cheap-looking, but they keep reusing scenes and all that, but it doesn't matter. And the music playing, that jazz music, oh, it's fetching. It's wonderful. I love it. I really love that show. And I have it on DVD. Yeah, I remember when it was first announced, I snatched it. I just grabbed it. I loved it. And after that, Spider-Man became a live-action series, the first one. It was in 1977. It wasn't very popular because it didn't feature villains. You know, that was the same way with Wonder Woman. Not her like that. It just showed like standard criminals and all that. It didn't last very long. The man who played Spider-Man was actor Nicholas Hammond. He was famous for one of the Von Trapp kids in Sound of Music in the movie. Also, he was famous as Marsha Brady's boyfriend, Doug Simpson, on one of the episodes of Brady Bunch when he wanted to go out on a date with her, and she said something suddenly came up. I love that episode. It's hilarious. And still talking to this day. And he's still acting, but last I heard, he moved to Australia. I guess. Hope he's doing well. And then the movies came. They came very late. It took a while to get together. And the first one was with Tobey Maguire. Second one was Andrew Garfield, and the third was Tom Holland. I love the movies. They're wonderful. The first one with Tobey Maguire with the origin, that's one of the best. That's wonderful. You saw how he actually became Spider-Man. And, you know, just like in the comics, it happened where he didn't stop a burglar, and he killed his Uncle Ben. And that was heartbreaking. So... And he vowed himself to fight justice and get these criminals off the street. He's still doing that to this day. And he's a wonderful character. You know, and I hope he will live on forever. Okay. Also, there was an anime series in the 90s, Spider-Man, the anime series. It was a good show. They showed all the villains. One villain was not in it, was Sandman. I don't know. There was some mix-up. But the Sandman was in the 60s series, so that's good. And he's also in the movie, played by Thomas Hayden Church. He was a good character. And that's not on video. I don't know what's going on. I wish I can get it, but I think you can get bootlegs. You know, maybe I'll get it someday if I go to the convention, maybe next month when I attend. So we'll see. So I don't know why it's not released. There are other... there are other anime series, but I can't think of the other ones, you know. So, and then, so he's a very popular character. He will live on. Okay. Now, we are going to talk about Larry Lujak. Excuse me. I'm tongue-tied. And he was a wonderful radio disc jockey. He is a legend in Chicago, and he's still missed to this day. And, let's see. So I will play a commercial. No, actually, I'm going to play a radio air check for Larry Lujak. And this is from WLS AM 890. This is from August 1971. It's about 3 minutes long. So, but this takes me back when I listened to him on the radio. So I hope you can enjoy it. Thank you.
Larry Lujak.
How you going, my way? Free and Easy is the name of the band. Larry Lujak is the name of the jock on WLS 716. Picture your kitchen with a brand new cold spot refrigerator from
Chicago. The Lyle Dean Report.
Apollo 15, this is Houston.
But the elaborate wake-up call with the stirring music from the movie 2001 did not stir the Apollo 15 astronauts. It took a second call from Houston to awaken them this morning.
At the sight of the action, gasoline, sun over.
Just ahead of the Larry Lujak Morning Show, Chicagoland weather, partly sunny and cool today, cool tonight, mostly sunny and pleasant tomorrow. Today's high, 73. Chicagoland temperatures, north 58, south 61, in the loop at 62 degrees at 732. This news brought to you by Sun Oil Company and your nearby Sunoco dealer. From the WLS News Bureau, this is Lyle Dean.
WLS, Chicago.
Wake up! up and I will drive you out of the house. Rat-a-tat-tat-tat, 736, Larry Lujak on WLS at the Indian Springs Spa, located on the Rio Grande River, southeast of El Paso, Texas. You can find relaxation, breathe pure fresh air, and enjoy marvelous mineral baths. You may find scenic pleasure in the mountains and the Rio Grande and comfort in the spa's facilities. You may also explore the geology-type marvels which nature wrought all around the springs. Nature's most beneficial marvel, of course, is the piping hot mineral water from the springs. You've never relaxed until you've enjoyed the baths at Indian Springs. They'll do great things for you physically and mentally. After a visit to Indian Springs, you can face the tensions of the world situation and the fast pace of modern living with new vigor and vitality. For information or reservations, write Mrs. D. Elliott, Post Office Box 190, Sierra Blanquette, Texas, 79851. That's Mrs. D. Elliott, Post Office Box 190, Sierra Blanquette, Texas, 79851.
No matter where you live right now, rental or you're a travel agent,
with Continental Airlines to Albuquerque, Colorado Springs, Denver, El Paso, and many other hometowns. The Edens is still not too bad into the junction. And that's the end of the good news. Stevenson is quickly becoming rather rotten from Cicero most of the way to the Ryan ramp. Eisenhower is loaded from Mannheim to Laramie. The Ryan is rough from 89th to 65th, and then not too bad to 26th. The Kennedy is slow from Canfield into the junction.
We interrupt for a special message from your Ford dealer. Right now, stocks are at an all-time high.
18 before 8.
Tuesday weather.
Sky is the wrong color. It's supposed to be blue, but it's not. It's gray. But it's supposed to be partly sunny later on today with a high of 73. Cool tonight, low 55. Mostly sunny and pleasant tomorrow with a high of 78. A little bit warmer tomorrow. 61 now at Midway, 58 at O'Hare. Winds are northwest at 4. Chance of rain all day today is 0. Only 5% tomorrow. And in the loop, along the lakefront, 62 degrees here at WLS.
It's a windy city morning.
A Larry Lujak day. WLS.
America's beloved tooth fairy. Another secret adventure next.
Window down.
Okay, everyone, I hope I'm back. I hope you enjoyed the radio air check. I found this on YouTube, and I posted it. It's wonderful. Oh, he had a wonderful voice. Wonderful voice. All right, so I will talk about his biography and my memories of him very quickly. And here we go. He was born Larry Lee Blankenberg on June 6, 1940. His birthday was yesterday. Happy birthday. He passed away December 18, 2013, and his nicknames were Super Jock, Lawrence of Chicago, Uncle Lair, and King of the Corn Belt. But I remember him as Uncle Lair. And he was I thought he was hilarious. He was a nice man and had a sarcastic sense of humor. Some of his routines while he was on the air was the cheap, trashy showbiz report, clunk letter of the day, and of course, animal stories. Oh, with Tommy Edwards, little Tommy. I love that. Oh, everyone does. And let's see, he was born in some town called Quasquitan, Iowa. Never heard where that is. And it's very small. Then his family moved to Idaho. He was 13, and he changed it to Lujak, and because of there was a football player called Johnny Lujak, and then he attended college there, started as a radio disc jockey in 1958 in Caldwell, where he was growing up. And then he worked at other stations, and then he went to Boise and Spokane, and then we had a brief time in California, in San Bernardino, and then returned to Washington State in Spokane and Seattle and in Boston. He was called Johnny Lujak, and then I think he changed his name to Larry. Then he got hired in Chicago for WCFL AM 1000. And Once he got into the air, he just took off. But he only stayed there briefly. He only stayed there for about a few months, and then he got hired at WLS in August 1967. And he was there for 5 years in the afternoons. Then he went in the morning. And that's where his popularity peaked. That was wonderful. Then he left. Then he worked 4 years in back to WCFL 1000 in the afternoons. And then for some strange reason, he went back to WLS in 1976. And he was there for 11 years. And then it was in the mornings and in the afternoon. Also simultaneously on WLS-FM 94.7. And he stayed there until 1987. Then he worked briefly. It was a radio, I think as it was WBT, but that was WFYR. Yeah. And then he only worked there for about less than a year. And then the last radio station, it was WRLL 1690. I used to love this station, and they played a lot of oldies, you know, very obscure ones, very rarely played. He was there for 3 years, but he was broadcasting from his home in New Mexico because he moved, you know, before that. And that was it for his career. And then, so he was wonderful with that. And, but his famous routine was, of course, animal stories. So here's a commercial from 1980 featuring Larry Lujack and little Tommy Edwards on Animal Stories. Enjoy, everybody.
This is Larry Lujack. Animal Stories is more than just a feature on my morning WLS radio program. It's a serious responsibility, one that requires research, determination, and courage. My beat is the animal kingdom, my job to give you its news firsthand. I wouldn't have it any other way. Right, little Tommy?
Right, Uncle Lair.
Good morning, chillins. It's time for Animal Stories.
Mornings with Larry Lujack on WLS.
Okay, everyone, I'm back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial. That takes me back. What a wonderful man, and Uncle and little Tommy. Animal Stories, three albums were released from 1981 to 1983. You can find them on Amazon. I did a search. They are available. Albums or maybe cassettes or converted to MP3, if you like. My memories of listening to Larry Lujack was like in the 70s, like any kid growing up on a transistor radio or my Tootaloop radio, Panasonic. And it was wonderful. I listened to him when he introduced music and did animal stories and all the other crazy routines he did, because he's one of my favorite disc jockeys. Second, and the other one was Bob Surratt, which is still working at WGN Radio. And, you know, he's just, he was Chicago. It was perfect. He was perfect on that. And, you know, it's a shame. He had that good voice, wonderful sense of humor, like I said before, and so endearing to his fans, and a nice man. He really was. And then when he retired to New Mexico. And, you know, he had some health issues. You know, he loved playing golf. It didn't matter, you know. I've heard his son died, and that took his toll. So I think that's one of the reasons he retired. He didn't want to do this anymore, and so that's a shame. That's a real shame. And he's in the Radio Hall of Fame. So if you ever get in the mood to listen to Uncle Lair and Little Tommy, go on YouTube or any website that you can listen and download, and it'll take you back to a wonderful time. It'll make you laugh. It really will make you laugh. Okay. So that'll be all for today. I discussed the 60th anniversary of Spider-Man and also the radio disc jockey, Larry Lujack. And thank you for joining me. I had a wonderful time. Next up, I will do my other podcast, TV Oblivion, That's coming up soon. And both will be posted and uploaded on any podcast that's available. Also on my social media accounts, which is Van Chicagoland. And also I have a Facebook page for TV Oblivion. You can do that. You could see that as well. Excuse me. I created a QR code. If you see that, just take your smartphone and scan it. It'll take you right there. Okay. I will do another podcast episode later this week. I will let you know. So this is Pete Costanza, your host of Van Chicagoland Stories. Have a wonderful day, everybody. And bye-bye for now for me. And here's Ray Rayner with a little traveling music saying bye-bye. Bye-bye for now. Take care, everybody. So long.
We have to go. Bye-bye-bye.